Hey guys, welcome back to the Let's Talk Smack Sports Podcast. This is episode 5. I am your host, Tom Inske.
And I am Schwaggers.
One J. Julius...
He'll get there eventually.
Giuseppe...
It's Justin Raymond, but Raymond. That's fine. Yeah, you got close. Giuseppe Julius, I think.
Julius, the original Julius Schwaggers.
Did you ever wonder what happened to Julius Peppers?
Yeah, he's on the Packers.
Oh, God, that's weak. Anyways,
here we are. This is Let's Talk Smack Sports Podcast. We are back in black. Check it out. All right, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in yet again. Very excited about tonight's podcast. Couldn't be more excited about our topics. Me and Justin kind of pre-gamed everything we're going to be talking about. And we got some good stuff about the NFL replay rules. We got some great stuff about Golden State with a recent referee issue. And just NBA referees in general. We're going to talk about a little bit about the Special Olympics and, you know, as we have to.
The Trump defunding. Yeah.
We're definitely going to talk
about.
What a
bunch of a-holes. Yeah. All right, we'll get there.
We'll get there. We're going to talk a little bit about the Final Four. Massive shout out to Auburn. Look at you guys, Cinderella in your way. And, you know, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball being back. So I'm just going to start this segment as we're going to start out our segments now by a Schwagger Says Sorry.
All right, bro. So if I could turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
There it is. We're going to pay Cher for that for someday. Someday.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
But anyways, I, you know, there's a couple. There's two. There's usually two. There should be three.
I got one this week.
Yeah. Tommy apologizes.
Sorry.
So last week I said I wanted to punch Peyton Manning in the face. Now here's what's wrong with that.
You meant
now,
Eli Manning.
Well, no, it was Peyton.
Because oh, okay.
It was. I mean, look, I get all the respect in the world for Peyton. Because you want to know something? Beat Patriots twice. With Mario Manningham and David Tyree. Gotta have respect
Sad
for the guy.
Years.
Does anybody know who the fuck those two receivers
like
are at this point?
One of them shot himself. No, that was Plaxico Burress. He shot himself in a nightclub.
Yeah, in the crotch.
In the crotch.
I mean, who wears a gun, right, while they're, like, wearing jogging pants? Anyways,
yeah.
Beside the point.
Totally
so,
off topic.
So my point to you is, first of all, if I tried to punch Peyton Manning in the face, I would lose. Hands down. I think that guy's got some fighting experience. He might... Again, you know, look like an idiot, and especially next to that Papa John's dude. Because who didn't get sick of that? Anyways.
Yeah.
So, I shouldn't be inciting violence against NFL players. They work hard enough. They earn their salaries.
We're not a violent group of people.
No, but I mean, you know, it's just those comparisons to Tom Brady. I'm like, dude, you're not even... You're like the Tony Romo of your era, all right?
Yeah.
And even though those two careers bled together...
All right, what's your second?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Jeez, I was going to get there.
I don't know.
So anyways, the second apology is because I apologized for using... the word retarded, and later on in the podcast, I called somebody a short bus quarterback. So,
almost immediately,
yeah, here's the apology to the apology. I owe that one to Ed Norton. Shout out to him
for real this time.
Yeah,
we're
well,
for
I
real.
I can't guarantee. I mean, you know, no takesies, backsies. I can't guarantee
it won't
the word short bus will not be used again. I can't promise you that I will not use the word retarded again. Anyways, Schwagger says sorry. I love you all.
Tommy's got to say LOLs. I decided my sorrys are more of a LOL, you caught me. I'm wrong.
Yeah, so, I did. I took his nuts to the fire on this one.
Dolphins did not go 16-0, as you had heard. They went 14-0.
Yeah, as
although
I corrected them.
In the playoffs, they went 3-0, which adds to 14-0, which makes 17-0. In any case, I was completely
wrong. Yeah,
they're
the best team in the NFL. All right, shut it.
I was completely wrong. Sorry. Anyways,
yeah, we're the best 19-1 team.
We're moving. Okay, our first
of all
topic,
fucking time.
Our first.
Who the hell is David Tyree again?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly.
He's some guy who caught a fucking ball. Unless he's listening, and then come on our podcast.
Yeah, we would love to have you on.
We want to
What was it like to have the most miracle catch in the NFL? What was it like to have the NFL gods reach down and just put that ball between your head and your helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Against Rodney Harrison, of all fucking people.
You know, there's a lot of irony to it because... It shouldn't have happened, but that's what's great about the game, and that's why we watch it.
I swear to
If it's not for crazy freak plays, then how much fun are you going to have?
Yeah, I know, like that dude for Seattle, right? When we almost lost that Super Bowl.
We're talking about the double doink, the Bears.
Oh, Cody Parkey.
That's a freak play. That's probably never happened, where you hit the crossbar twice and then out.
Yeah, anyway, it's not a good feeling.
Moving on.
The guy had a hell of a last name.
We got a little bit of a recap. First thing we want to say, baseball's back.
It is.
It's MLB season again.
Full force.
So excited that baseball's back. It feels like a weird gap in the year when baseball isn't happening, maybe because there's so many damn games. But once it's back, you're like, oh, yeah, opening week, opening day.
And let's talk about the Dodgers. 40 Dodgers, points yes. over four games.
Yeah, they are unbelievable.
Is this an NFL team or a fucking Major League Baseball team?
They are just hitting lights out. And unfortunately, the pitching is also fading as fast as they possibly can.
Well, they're not doing good with Kershaw on the bench, dude.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Because they're only 2-2 for having that many runs
opening day record with that many home runs. No, I mean, the Dodgers are fucking unbelievable on the offensive side. On defensive side, a lot to be desired.
So yeah, that's a lot of left behind. I think Machado left a hole. I mean, whatever. Fuck that guy.
Smoking Manny, we're going to call him now?
No, we're not going to call him Smoking Manny. We're going to call him Sucking Manny.
There you go.
Anybody who walks away from the plate smiling after the World Series after he struck out, I'm sorry. You're a piece of shit, bro.
No.
You do your fans no justice with that kind of crap.
He's very happy on the Padres now.
Yeah, he is.
Did you see that freaking home run Bryce Harper jacked to like the upper deck?
He's earning his salary. I mean, he's getting fucking paid top dollar to do that shit.
He's doing good on the Phillies. You know, the Phillies might be a whole different team. Of course, I kind of want to bring this up. They had a soft opening day in Japan, and we both thought that was really cool. We had the Oakland A's playing the Seattle Mariners in Japan for a series before the whole league started because, you know, it's not fair to either team to have them fly back to the States and have to suddenly play a game the next day because of the time change. But I'm like, that's cool. I like watching Major League Baseball games in other parts of the world.
Oh, no. Agreed, dude. And I went to Tokyo about 3 or 4 years ago. And me and my buddy actually talked about going to see the Tokyo Tigers, I believe it was. And apparently they got a huge following.
Yeah, baseball's huge in Japan. So
it's awesome.
Basketball. Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of MLB players that, like, you know, if they can't make the cut in the farm leagues or the pros, they end up going to the Japanese leagues.
Yeah, and you know what was doubly cool about this Mariners series was Ichiro retired after that series. So the Mariners brought him there to retire in Japan.
That's a classy organization.
It's as classy as it gets. Like, we love the Mariners.
Ichiro.
Yeah. We want the Supersonics. We want the Seattle Supersonics back. They don't have to be the Thunder again.
How do we cross into this?
Because it's the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, but you made a high jump from like,
well,
the
I'm just saying classy Seattle organizations. I like the Mariners. And, you know, I'd like to see the Supersonics back.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not lying about that.
I just think that we just want Seattle back in the NBA.
Yeah, the colorful jerseys, you know, all that. Yeah. But, you know, you'd have to, like, you know, move a team from Oklahoma City to
that happen. I don't think they might expand. Or why don't you just do us all the favor and shut down Sacramento?
Yeah, nobody cares about your fucking team. That's the garbage.
I'm so sorry.
Sacktown.
That was mean.
Who cares? No, it's not mean. It's not mean.
They were close to moving them out of there. Remember that?
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah.
What a shit city.
The only person they ever had was Mike Bibby and Vladdy Divac, right?
I mean, for the most expensive state in the fucking union, they have the worst capital and sports teams you could imagine.
It's true.
Across the board.
I think I got heavily off topic. Okay, we want to get to the NCAA Final Four. We want to talk about Duke getting knocked out by Michigan.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
That is a classic for the ages knockout in an NCAA tournament round.
I loved it.
Unbelievable.
I mean, dude, Duke had Zion Williams. I mean, he was supposed to be, you know.
Well, and he's granted, the busted shoe.
Yeah, he is the busted shoe. Yeah. As we talked about ad nauseum.
Yeah. That's our one of our favorite moments of this past season. No, I mean, everybody loves the Final Four. And I think what's great is, you know, we gave a shout out to Auburn early because, like, look at you guys coming out of nowhere as the fifth seed. I'm like,
Tommy had you guys.
Good. Well, I don't want to say that I didn't have you.
Yeah, no, he had Auburn from the beginning, dude.
Yeah. So the fact that you beat Kentucky, it's like, all right, who the hell saw that coming? You're also talking about Texas Tech showing up, being like, hey, we're still a team, you guys. I don't know.
So who do we have left in the bracket, Tommy?
You guys, I don't know.
So who do we have left in the bracket,
right,
Tommy?
So who we got? We got Virginia's versus Auburn, a number one versus number five, and a number two, Michigan State versus number three, Texas Tech. So, yeah, so we are looking at only one number one seed back still surviving. You know, North Carolina went out, Gonzaga went out. It's like if you predicted this right, you're some sort of statistician genius.
Yeah, and you made $1 million in Vegas this weekend.
Doing all right for yourself. I think it'd be awesome in my own world to see Auburn versus Michigan State in the finals. I mean, I think Virginia's probably going to go. Yeah, they're number one.
Yeah, dude, in Texas Tech, there's no way.
I do not feel like there's a strong chance. I feel like you Cinderella'd your way to this point, and that might be as far as you Cinderella, because Tom Izzo, Michigan State, I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I would say, you know, if I was going to put money on it, Michigan State versus Auburn.
Yeah, certainly.
In the championship there.
And we're gonna put no money on that, because guess what?
We have no money.
Our brackets are busted, too.
My bracket we lost busted. All our money in Vegas this weekend.
Duke winning it all, so there you go. Zion, I mean, he'll be in the NBA moments away from
now. Of course.
All right, one thing we want to touch on is a little bit of the Kareem Hunt 8-game suspension before he starts with the Cleveland Browns, which... I mean, me and Justin are talking about how the Browns look kind of like a whole different team on paper. They look very exciting. Now, is 8 games the right amount of a suspension for that, Justin?
Yeah, 100%, dude. You kick a chick on camera, like, you shouldn't be playing in the NFL. If me and Tommy kicked a chick and it was videotaped, both of us, or one of us,
wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, we'd be in jail right now, and we lose our jobs.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be facing those hard consequences.
So. Don't kick women.
Yeah, exactly. If, like, that ended up in my employees...
I don't see where I'd be like, oh, no, you fired me for that?
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean, it seems kind of... I mean, she egged it on. Yeah, it's like, well, it's your fault. You kicked her.
No, you kicked a woman. You should be out.
Yeah, you should be. I don't care what she said to you.
I think Kareem Hunt... 8-game suspension, totally fine with it. He'll be back in week 9, week 10, or whatever it is at the bye week.
Look, dude, you just got in the league.
He's
4 years too late.
Yeah.
If you had been there during the Ray Rice era, that was like a 4-game tops.
Right? 4 games? Yeah. Well, if you deflate football.
I'm so bad. I'm
if you
sorry.
Deflate footballs, it's a random 3-game suspension. Okay, here's what bothers me about that to this day, is Deflategate was such a amount of bullshit to put everybody through. I was like, we had to have like a national trial with a judge, and he's like, did he deflate the football? And
oh,
like,
it took two judges. Yeah, it took two fucking judges to get there.
Why would Tom Brady have personally deflated footballs?
And first of all, everybody, just so you know.
Okay, fine, but when did that quarterback have time to deflate the ball?
And no, run it through the washer a few times.
There you go.
You know, I mean, like, bullshit. I call bullshit on that
I think the organization may have deflated the balls, but why was Brady to blame for that?
No, he's not. And number one,
that was
the minute they took away the quote-unquote
cop shows.
It's a frock of shit. Here's the thing.
Where's the Justice Department?
No, there isn't one.
Sense.
No, it doesn't. and the fact that they're even involved, right? Like, he went before a fucking judge. There was an investigation into this. They were investigating ball boys who got fired over this.
Just Jimmy Garoppolo, and you're like, oh, yeah, Garoppolo's fine. He's a good quarterback. Like, that's what everybody learned from that. We're like,
oh, my God. Garoppolo's like, he was the only one. Get out of here, dude.
No, it was so ridiculous. I was like,
they've been putting balls through the fucking dryers for the last 40 years. Yeah. This is a frock of shit, dude. and not to mention the fact that after they got caught.
Do you know how bad the Colts lost that game, regardless of it? The
after they found out the balls are deflated, they got smoke showed. I mean, I don't even want to fucking hear from these guys. Jim Irsay, you know what? Go back to the farm.
Like six touchdowns, and I'm not. I don't even.
No, it was a fucking beating.
I don't know.
I know this ball feels a little light. Okay, well, why don't we give him a fresh one? Well, so we can beat you by 30 points. So we fuck yourself.
All we're saying is we got video evidence. Kareem Hunt, you obviously kissed a girl. Kicked a girl.
Oh, he wished he had kissed a girl.
He might have kissed her and then he kicked her, but obviously did it. We got video evidence thanks to TMZ.
Things happened outside the hotel room or his apartment, wherever that fell was.
But you can clearly hear in the audio, too, a heavily racial slur was thrown at him.
Well, first of all, okay.
Terrible.
Can we back it up a second? Yes. Can we back it up a second?
Back it up.
All right. As a man.
Game suspension, Cleveland Browns.
As a black man, somebody starts throwing N-words at you. I mean, I can only imagine how I would react. And I would have burned that place to the fucking ground. All right. I don't know if I would have done better. However, me being who I am in society, if I kick a woman, no matter what she calls me, I'm going to fucking jail.
Well, you just need people around you like Gronk had people around him.
Yes, like stay away from that trashy whore. You see that trashy whore right there? Yeah. She's going to be the one to call you an N-word.
Like Gronk had like a team of eight guys who would surround him, escort him out of places, and one of them might take the fall, but nothing would really happen. So you need, look, you've got that money.
Look, I wish people had told me I was dating a trashy whore. It would save me a lot of trouble. All right? I'm not going to mention names.
I don't have anything to comment on that. All right. So we're going
to
move on.
Tommy's got things to say. He was a witness.
Nothing to say. Hey, so this is exciting, Justin. We've got a big episode coming up in the next few days. WrestleMania is coming out. It's going to be the biggest event of the year. And we potentially have our first guest on the show, my friend Todd Garretts, who's a total WWE head, like gets everything, knows about the stories, about the takeaways about it. This might be our first guest on the show. We're heavily excited about that. And now, also, did everybody watch John Oliver's takedown of the WWE? Because if you haven't, please go watch it. It's fantastic. It's everything that's wrong with Vince McMahon. And it is just brilliant.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who do you think is a bigger piece of shit, Dana White or him?
It's Dana White or Vince McMahon?
Yeah. I think that's a fucking strong tie right there.
I think that's it skews towards Vince.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, Dana's not great.
At least Vince McMahon is like actually blatant about his bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, with Dana White, he like hides it. Right.
Yeah, oh, he's always staging fights. He's always got to get in between the fighters. He's like, oh, it's a win, but look, they're upset. And you're like, he's building drama. I get it. You're a promoter. That's
speaking of which, one of my favorite UFC fighters is no longer a UFC fighter.
That's
he's fighting in the ONE Championship tonight. Mm-hmm. Demetrius Johnson, a.k.a. Mighty Mouse. He's fucking fighting tonight. Yeah. In the ONE Championship, and it's because he didn't want to fight in that fucking league anymore. What does that tell you?
It tells you a lot about Dana White.
Yes, exactly.
Well, McGregor retired yet again. I don't know for sure. We never know if he's retired, but he said he retired.
I mean, for the amount of drugs that guy's on, and let's all admit for a second, he's on fucking drugs.
Well, he threw
that guy is blowing so much cocaine.
Yeah, he threw that barrier.
He might as well be living in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic to watch.
It is. And then, like, you saw who he hurt, and you're like, now I feel bad. That wasn't an empty bus.
One of the things I think we wanted to kind of say about why, I guess we didn't really explain to you why we're so upset at Vince McMahon. Okay, so this takedown of Vince McMahon is because wrestlers are considered private contractors in the WWE.
Except they're the primary source of income. For that fucking week.
And you've got wrestlers dying at a rate like 20% over the national average for their age. I met Rowdy Roddy Piper. I worked on a movie with him, and he was one of the nicest guys. And when he would walk, it's true, he had issues walking straight in his body. He looked like he was nervous. He couldn't. He had so much nerve damage in his neck that he couldn't walk straight. Like, this is real, man. I've seen it firsthand. So, yeah, like, you know.
And how is that fair? You know what I mean? To give these guys fucking health benefits?
No.
I mean, they're not fucking stuntmen. They're literally making you millions of fucking absolutely. Dollars every week.
I will say this. Like, we
or
love,
less than that.
We love watching.
Everybody loves the show. Everybody loves the show.
We just want the wrestlers to be protected.
And paid. Paying for their health benefits.
Yeah. And I think that it's long overdue for some sort of change. That said, we're going to have our buddy Todd on. We're going to, you know, rehash it. It's going to be awesome. So excited about it.
And, all right. So my big beef with wrestling is this. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Look, when I was a little kid, man, I fucking love wrestling.
Macho Man.
Yeah. Macho Man. Yeah. No. The Ultimate Warrior. Listen, Brutus brother. The Baba Beefcake. Right. I had all the fucking action
Andre
figures.
The Giant.
Yeah. Andre the fucking Giant.
I have a tragedy story there, too.
Yeah, dude. I remember watching, you know, what was it? SummerSlam number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
My point to you is the minute
when we were kids, right?
Yes, yeah. But like the minute I figured out that like not the athletics, but the
story,
the outcome,
yeah.
was fake. Yes. It really bothered me.
Right
now, as I got older, mm-hmm. I began to understand. It's like, look, these guys are doing some fucking crazy stunts.
Yeah,
yeah. Granted, yeah. The conclusion is fake. Right? The storylines are fake, but these guys are actually pulling off these acts, and that is impressive to me.
Yeah, and they're building characters that live, like when I say The Undertaker, you know who I'm talking about, and like that's what's kind of amazing about it. These guys have transcended to the point where the persona is like bigger than almost any other sport. When I would tell you like, hey man, like, who's who's the wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns? Odell Beckham Jr. Like, okay, that's a giant personality. Undertaker.
Yeah, but he
like,
hasn't starred in like a WWE movie. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So like the Undertaker's like at least four times, if not five times, as big as that persona. Like that's like someone you'll always know. Like, you know, and you talk about like Hulk Hogan, and you talk about, you know, Ultimate Warrior, unfortunately, he was sort of a here's the thing.
He was a right-wing nut job who was on steroids.
Of course, but anyone...
And he didn't stop until his 50s.
Well, if you've seen the movie The Wrestler, you know that maybe you're not making the best decisions after you've wrestled because maybe you're not all there.
Maybe your spine's not connected to the fucking top of your head. Yeah there's that,
so,
too.
So anyways, we're going to get more heavily into this. I would say... Wrestlers need to be protected. They are athletes, regardless of what you think of the sport of WWE, which is maybe yes a sport, maybe not a sport. Either way, the guys
it's totally a sport.
Right. It's not a sport in the sense that like we don't know who's going to win the Final Four, but I think the guys are out there putting their bodies on the line, just like players in every other league.
I would say more so too. I mean, like the amount, like dude. You jump off the top rope and nail somebody on the fucking canvas. Tell me what your back feels like
and
the next day.
Some people haven't survived that, which is the real dark
part. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my elbow slipped, Hulk. You know what I mean? It was just like, it went into your trachea. All of a sudden, we don't know who Hulk Hogan is. He doesn't have a cereal.
You know, for those of you not
Or a Saturday morning cartoon show.
You know, it's not like we work for the WWE, but for those of you not planning on watching it, look, it's got Brock Lesnar in it. Look.
Oh, that guy's a fucking jabroni.
Oh, totally. No,
it drives me nuts.
It's a fun lineup.
No, the fact that he tried to jump from the NFL to the WWE to, you know, MMA.
Brock's been kind of all around the block. But, okay, beyond that, we got Triple H. You got Batista, who's obviously famous for a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy. Which we all, I mean, we're big fans of Guardians.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
I love, yeah.
Yeah. You've definitely got...
We kick names and take ass.
You've got... I mean, come on, man. We're all looking forward to part three. You've got Michael Che and Colin Jost from SNL, which is kind of ridiculous, obviously.
They're in the WWE.
Yeah, they're going to do like almost like a ridiculous. You've got a bunch of tag team wrestlers from the women's, and this is big. The first main card ever I'm just going to cruise all the way down because this is a long article. By the way,
yeah, it is. He's still scrolling.
Thank you, Bleacher Report, for absolutely putting this together. But we got Ronda Rousey.
You animals at Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Barstool Sports. By the way, Barstool Sports, we mostly don't condone.
We don't.
Yeah, Bleacher Report's pretty much usually fine.
See, I consider them in the same category. I feel like Bleacher Report was like one step. Anytime I see anything from Bleacher Report at Barstool, I'm like, eh.
I don't know. I like Bleacher, but you know, anyways, moving on. First female main card on that event. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be really fun. Okay, a little bit of an update about Robert J. Julius Kraft III.
Hand jobs.
Not even his name.
Hand jobs, Kraft.
Attorneys are seeking to exclude the video evidence. He's done an apology, a public apology.
Why is he apologizing?
He shouldn't have done that. He should have been like, No.
Can we go back to this for a sec?
Yeah, we can go back to this.
All right, let's rehash this. Yeah. Because we've talked about this on a previous
About Robert Kraft.
I get it. Yeah. You know, he should have had the girls come to his house, which makes it no less worse, right? Right.
I mean, look, you're in Florida. There's a lot that
How the
there.
Fuck is he supposed to know they're running a sex ring? They're just providing a fucking massage service.
I don't know.
I mean, did he see the bedrooms when he walked in? Like, the cells that they kept them in?
At some point, you just wonder what he was thinking. But,
no, I agree with you. Don't show up in the Bentley. Have your driver drop you off like 5 blocks down the road. Absolutely. Take an Uber there. You know what I mean? You'll be good. I mean, if you're really going to get around this. But my point to you is, is that this guy, 90% of married men get away with this. On a weekly basis. But it's true.
It's very fucking true. It's not great, but it's true.
Yeah, and they're like, it's not cheating because it's part of the service. And it's like, dude, that's totally cheating. Yeah. You're totally cheating on your wife right now. But that's my point. It's like, he walked in there. He didn't expect it to be some kind of slave labor camp. And if he had known.
I guess it was, though.
Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, you know, I've gotten massages. I haven't, like, you know, gotten a hand job, but.
Yeah. Welcome to the 1980s. We're talking about wrestling and hand jobs.
Yeah, it is. It's a throwback episode.
It's not a bad podcast.
You know?
I'm excited about it.
Me and Tommy are listening to Madonna on a regular basis.
Actually, we're having a lot of fun. I think I'm alone.
Two steps forward.
I think.
That was Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
So Robert Kraft, we still don't know anything. He publicly apologized. Dumb move. And then second of all, his attorney's trying to withhold the video evidence. TMZ's like got like 12 people on the story. All right, Jay, let's take it towards a positive note. Let's talk about it.
There's no positive with me, Tommy.
No, we could get out of this topic and go to positive.
All right.
Because what we're talking about is the brand new Major League Baseball jerseys, which are heavily improved from last
Yes,
season.
They are.
I would say
heavily embroidered.
Yes. Yeah, heavily embroidered.
There's, every letter.
I like saying it with a bit of a Boston accent to heavily embroidered. Like, it's like, did you say they are?
They're gorgeous.
Embroidered. So, I mean, look, man, we've got nice new Atlanta jerseys.
The Brewers jerseys are sweet, too.
Yeah. And we're just looking at upgrades across the board. I would say that, you know, what was hilarious was they showed a picture of the Cubs jerseys from 2018 and 2019. It's the exact fucking same.
Yeah, nothing changed.
It's like not a damn thing.
Still fucking ugly.
They changed. The Phillies jersey, they made look less like a Chuck E. Cheese situation.
Oh, God. Their label. Yeah. By the way, that was another swag star. Swag says sorry that I missed. I missed. You know what?
Yeah.
I called him the goofball. He's not the goofball.
He's not the goofball.
He's the fanatic.
He is the Philly fanatic.
Yeah, with a PH.
Was it a character from a Family Guy episode?
No, the Simpsons.
Oh, the Simpsons. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But it made sense because they looked exactly the flippin' same.
Yeah. We just can't be happier that baseball's back.
Yes. Oh my God.
You know, we've been talking.
Spring has sprung, my friends.
Yeah, we've been talking about the big deals. You know, obviously the Bryce Harper, Machado, Mike Trout, just money in the bank.
Everybody's got money flying out of their ass.
Man, it's like, you know, but at the same time, hell, it's a long season.
It is. It's really early on, you know?
Yeah. It could be those guys making all the difference for those franchises. We don't know yet.
But later on down the line, I mean, honestly, I don't feel like the baseball season shakes out until after the All-Star break.
That's true. It's way too early to call anything. But it's been fun. It's been competitive. A lot of home runs. A shit ton of home runs.
There's, dude, 40 points.
Yeah, the Dodgers
fucking Dodgers.
Lights out.
I brought that up earlier, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, the pitching sucks right now.
And you know what? Like, they're saying, like, the ball's jumping like it's never jumped. They definitely changed the baseball. 100%.
Or it's climate change. Either one.
The baseball's launching out of parks.
Don't worry, folks. We're going to get into the Trump administration later, okay?
Yeah.
The politics part of the sportcast.
It's going to get fun. All right, so now we got a little bit about the NBA playoffs coming up here, and boy, is it an interesting race. You're looking at the West.
Yes, it is.
There's like a half game separating every team from the 8th seed to the 5th seed. So we're looking at OKC, we're looking at San Antonio, we're looking at the Clippers, and we're looking at the Utah Jazz, and they are just in a bloodbath in the West. They're just desperately trying to get that lead over each other so they don't get seeded against against the freaking Golden State Warriors. So
it's just not even fair, dude.
You just don't want that seed, and you really don't want to play Houston. I don't know about Denver. I know they're obviously amazing record. They've got one of the top records in the league. It looks like fifth best from what I'm looking at. Probably different by the time you hear this, but like, it's a fucking bloodbath in the West.
Well, dude, the Nuggets had the weakest schedule towards the end of the season. They've just been climbing up the charts.
Yeah, the Nuggets are legit good, but look, with the postseason, it's all about who's been there before. Not too many people from the Nuggets have been there before. You know, so that's kind of...
It's a young team. I'll give you that.
It's a young team. It's a fun team.
But how about them Milwaukee Bucks in the East?
Got the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, and you know, Justin over here, he's got a little bit of the Celtics, you know.
Oh, God, they're not the same team.
They are like, looking rugged, man.
No, you know what it is? It's Kyrie. I've heard this over and over again in Boston sports media. There's too much talent. We get too much goddamn talent.
That can't be true.
No, it is. Because guess what? When Kyrie's playing, the rest of those all-stars on that fucking team, they are not the same rough and tumble.
Like all fighters.
Yeah, exactly.
Cutting it out.
Exactly. So they were in the playoffs last season.
Yeah.
You know, and granted, like I said, they took Cleveland to a game seven. Got to respect it. You know what I mean? But then they got smoke showed.
You know what we're really not bringing up right now is LeBron and the Lakers not making the playoffs. That's a big story. It's sort of a story.
Hasn't everybody shit on that guy enough already?
I'm just saying we haven't brought it up because what's interesting about that
is they sat him.
Is now he's done for the season.
Yeah, no, he's not playing. And across the board, right? Everybody in these brackets who's going to the playoffs, who's not going to the playoffs, they're sitting there resting their starters. Can you imagine if you're like a sports bookie in Vegas and you're like, oh, guess what? I'm taking bets on so and so, you know, over under, right? Yeah, like, and he's like, then the game day comes and they're like, he's not playing. No. Oh, let me give you money back. You know how much that hurts as like a Vegas bookkeeper?
Yeah.
You might as well just stab me in the asshole.
I think some people are questioning if LeBron's going to be back on the Lakers. I think he has to be, but for how much longer, really?
Well, I mean, it's till the end of his career, dude. I mean, where is he going to go?
Yeah, it's like...
What's he going to do?
Who will... You know what?
After he gets Luke Walton fired,
poor Luke. I feel bad for Luke Walton.
No, I don't. Because the minute you drafted that dumbass ball motherfucker and his dad, who's got the most punchable face I've ever seen in my fucking life.
You see
I'm 5'6". I want to deck that dude so fucking hard. Like, you have no idea.
You get ready.
No. I'm not apologizing for that one. Oh, God, dude. Talking about another short bust.
The ball kid.
That guy's chin goes down to his fucking chest.
No, you know what's crazy is he tattooed a pair of dice over his dad's Big Baller brand on... He had a tattoo of his dad's Big Baller brand, and he changed it to a pair of red dice on his tattoo.
Oh, he loves his dad so much.
No, he's like starting to like be like sick of his dad, and I'm like, good, because so are the rest of us.
Yeah, no, like, we're sick of you and your whole goddamn family. How about that? How about your piece of shit brother who went to China and stole shit? You're a millionaire. What's wrong with you? What the fuck?
This is why you too. Oh, by the way, this is totally
my
a little bit late in the game, but when we're looking at the Eastern, I totally derailed everything. When we look at the Eastern Conference,
you're the guy who's supposed to keep us on track, Tommy.
I'm supposed to keep us on track. When we look at the Eastern Conference in the NBA, it also is pretty tight over there.
Yeah.
So you guys only have a game between you and Indiana, and then you only have like a few games between you and Philly. So like it's kind of still kind of up for grabs over there. So a lot of the playoff seeding will probably change. I think, you know, and obviously I think we're right at the end of the season, but it's still anybody's game. I'm really looking forward to this year of NBA playoffs. My favorite part, I think, is just watching the young guy like Joel Embiid just come back for the 76ers and just like dominate. There's nothing more.
He's hungry, bro. Dude, Embiid is, he is fucking super hungry. Oh, dude, he's such a badass. When I watched the Celtics play him last year in the playoffs, I was like, God damn, this kid's talented.
Absolutely. And you know, they got Jimmy Butler now, and Jimmy Butler's literally the difference for them for like 10 wins over the regular season. So it's exciting.
And you know what? Good for Jimmy Butler, because he deserved a career revival after playing with Derrick Rose on the Bulls. And then he traveled a lot throughout the NBA since then.
And then, of course, we've got the Toronto Raptors in the mix. And, you know, like we were saying with the Greek freak just dominating over on the Bucks. He's so fun to watch. And I can't pronounce his last name, and I'm so sorry about that. I think
keep trying, Tom. It's try like it three times.
Antetokounmpo. Oh, God, I can't get it right. But he's awesome, and we love him, and we love the NBA. So we're going to touch a little bit about NHL. Playoffs are coming right up, and, you know, now it's
coming up clear.
It was just confirmed today that San Jose will be playing Las Vegas Golden Knights. So that's a matchup that's actually confirmed. We're all thinking that Tampa Bay is going to be playing Carolina. We're thinking the Bruins are going to be playing the Maple Leafs, who just now made the playoffs. And the Capitals, so the Columbus, we got the New York Islanders against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and you can never write out the Penguins. You can never write them off. You got Nashville, St. Louis, you got Winnipeg, Dallas, and I think we're looking at, you know, me and Justin were talking about this. We have a hard time focusing on the NHL regular season.
Because it's too goddamn long.
It's kind of long for what it is.
I mean, do you have a life? You know, because if you don't have a life, watch hockey all day long.
No, I mean, it's hard because there's so many games, and it's hard to learn all the players, all the positions, because a lot of goalies rotate, a lot of people get injured. I will say, once the playoffs come, I feel like there's no better playoffs than the NHL.
NHL playoffs.
Because they are smash mouth awesome.
Yeah, well, dudes are fucking playing for their goddamn lives, right? Yeah. They are totally putting their bodies on the line. And the only sport they still allow fighting, right?
Yes, I saw a fight on Saturday.
Oh, that's got to feel good.
It was at the Kings, and they were playing against the Blackhawks. They went to 3-on-3 overtime. And number 56 for the Blackhawks, I got to salute you, man, because you just came out there and you body checked the guy into the ground. It was amazing. And look, again, as we earlier were saying, how dare they destroy a wrestler's body? Look, but this is why we watch sports.
But they get health insurance.
At least they got health insurance. Yeah. So they got a good plan.
And you're not pumping steroids into them as part of the legal part of the sport.
All I'm saying
is
the fights are so much fun. And especially
the real fights.
When you're like, oh man, when you just, and then they started playing Fight for Your Right to Party after that.
Oh,
awesome.
God. Kings games is so much fun, dude.
Hockey games live.
Look, folks, if you come to LA, the one thing you got to do, you got to see a fucking Kings game.
Yeah.
You have not experienced life.
I would say see a Dodgers game in like a sunset Dodgers game with the sun cresting over the hill. It's just beautiful.
And watch what you
say. All right, y'all, get ready for the next hashtag topic. It is the NFL rule changes to the replay rules, heavily brought on by the New Orleans Saints Los Angeles Rams game of the no call, which was pass interference, the most obvious pass interference probably ever, but it was a non-call on the field, so there's no way for the officials to review it. Now it's optional if in the last 2 minutes of the game, if you want to review a non-call pass interference play. And Justin, this seems dangerous as far as a rule change goes. Do you think people will abuse this?
Yeah, 100%. Here's my 2 points. Number one, how many championships does this change for people, right? Mm. Like, throughout history of the NFL, there was a bunch of non-calls that would have changed the course of a team's history, right? And, like, losing in the playoffs, losing in the Super Bowl, all of a sudden, right? Like, a call goes your way. Momentum changes.
Yeah.
Team mentality changes, right?
Right.
You know, there's that. And then there's the other piece of it for me, which is like, what if you keep fucking winning these goddamn challenges?
Yeah.
These games are gonna drag on for like 5-6 hours.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and that was probably.
I love football. I can't watch football for fucking 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I gotta give up at some point. I gotta tap out.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is, I went to a little poll by fans. This is, thanks to, for some reason, Cleveland.com, very odd. But the poll says that fans are basically split on it. Is the NFL's pass interference replay review rule a good idea? 52.8% say yes. 47.2% say no. People are like, that. To me, that's like right down the line as far as
no, it's not
go.
The PI calls that I have a problem with. Uh-huh. It's the non-calls. Because that's in the group.
Is. Yeah, these people...
No.
People are not for it.
No, I'm with you on that,
yeah,
dude.
Because
here's the deal. It's like, all of a sudden, you got a team of guys upstairs mm-hmm. that are watching these games. You hire 4 or 5 people to go, oh, he missed this call at the line. And they missed this call at the line. And they missed...
Yeah.
Then where does that fucking end? And then can I challenge as a coach the non-call
I think
on the other side, right? Because like you might have missed
so many cans of worms,
but you might have missed like the non-pass interference call,
right?
But what about, you know, the defensive holding call,
right?
You know what I mean? On the other side. So how does that work out?
Yeah. So like,
is that like,
and then do we have to wait for another like 4 to 5 minutes or maybe 10 sometimes?
And they haven't addressed any of this. Right. Yeah. Like,
no, nobody knows how this is going to play out yet. So, yes, it might have fixed one of the most egregious non-calls in the Saints-Rams game. But at the same time, does it not create a whole new can of worms?
It does. It does. 100% it does.
And also, like you were saying, like we'd initially said, the Saints could have still won that game. They blamed it so heavily on that non-call that it was
it's a frock of shit, bro.
It was like, okay, you
it's
you
like, look, dude, you threw the ball fucking 3 times after that non-call.
You let the Rams go all the way back down and hit the tying field
goal. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, look, you could have run out the clock with 3 runs and then kicked the field goal. Instead, you threw the ball 3 times.
I don't disagree that it was a real bad call. I disagree that this rule change is going to help anything. To me, it more scares me that we're looking at like another 10 minutes of commercial breaks while they stare at a monitor and somebody calls from New York and I'm like waiting for the game to end, just being like, who won? I don't know who won.
This is why people like the NFL and not the fucking NBA, because I don't have to fucking review every goddamn fucking play.
But now it is somehow. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, this is my problem with guys, you know, and we're going to get into this in a second, but it's like, you know, it's like some dude throws his body up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like somebody jumps up to block.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant then like fakes him out and then jumps in the air and makes contact.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's 2 shots from the line. Mm-hmm. What a frock of shit, bro.
Yeah.
But no, that's a personal foul, really?
Yeah, it used to be more like the hand check days, the Jordan days, which I look on so fondly because of obvious bias.
No. But it's like, dude, it's bullshit because it's like, dude, you jumped into him. Like, if anything, that's offensive fucking, that's charging, like, in my mind, in the NBA.
Yeah.
But not to get back to the NFL.
Right.
Where does this end? Like, where does this fucking end? Because guess what? If he can, if the other coach can call, you missed a call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then...
As he open it to like, was there a penalty somewhere else?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like some other play has been reversed and reviewed.
I am so interested to see how the NFL handles this. Like,
I think even when they voted on it, they said they were heavily split in the room. Half of them wanted it and the other half didn't, because they're like, look, I think what it comes down to was just in that particular
game. Why can't you trust the refs?
Yeah, in that particular game.
You're paying them a shitload of money. Those guys are making six fucking figures.
Well, they missed the call, But that was an isolated incident. I think.
But then the Saints played shitty football after that point.
Absolutely.
That's on you.
I think you want the call right regardless, but I think you just say, like, look, at some point you got to trust your refs. That's why they're there.
Yeah, I agree with that. And not only that, the ball doesn't lie, right? When you make a call that way, right, let's just say in the NFL, the ball doesn't lie. The Saints lost because the Rams played a better four quarters. Okay.
Sure.
And if you lose because of one call, if you lose because of one fucking call, you didn't play a fucking good game.
No,
that's on fucking you.
I think that this is a little bit overkill. I'm curious to see how it plays out. It reminds me of the new no sacking the quarterback rule with where you can't hit them quite a certain way. And like in preseason, in the first couple games of the season, there were a lot of penalties on defensive players who actually had fair sacks, but the sacks were taken away, and then the team was given.
Yeah, because penalty. he wasn't finished with his motion.
Yeah,
like what a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
right?
The defensive player, you're like, I don't know.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like
3 seconds to figure out where to move my body. And then you have like defensive players getting injured, trying to dive out of the way of the quarterback, being like, I didn't mean it. Don't penalize.
Okay, to be fair, what happened to Joe Flacco last season? Like with that one player, like he gave himself up and that one guy fucking went at his head
and clotheslined him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's dangerous. I think that what they overcompensated, but they eventually found a balance.
But he was out of the pocket, to be fair. He was out of the fucking pocket.
That rule kind of settled itself. And we're just waiting to see if this rule kind of settles itself. How much are they going to actually call it?
Dude, I'm just saying it's going to be way worse. I mean, you thought it was bad now.
Yeah. Like I mean, so many even more replays.
Non-calls? You can call non-calls.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
that's what's worrisome.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Because
like the didn't call pass interference. But
or he didn't call the
so
face mask on the offensive lineman.
Yeah, it's like,
right? Like, it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Where does this fucking end?
Yeah, there's a lot to watch for the refs. They usually do a stand-up job in the NFL, that from what I've seen. I mean, we all complain, but it's like, I've seen a lot of very fair games called. Like, okay, some team gets a penalty, but then they get a penalty going the other way. I'm like, you know, as a fan, you're like, the penalties are so dinky, like, right now. It's like, do you want more penalties thrown into the mix even?
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you don't want to even add even more rules onto the NFL. At some point, it's somebody either running a ball or throwing a ball and somebody catching it. Like, that's the fucking point.
Yeah, I know, right? But now I get to go back and like,
and what is a catch?
Like,
what is a catch?
Nobody knows.
My God.
Nobody knows in the NFL anymore.
Oh my God.
Ask Dez Bryant.
Yeah. Yeah, poor bastard. Fucking A. Yeah. See, this is how slippery it's gotten.
Yeah, it's getting gross.
It's getting
and this is
ridiculous.
Where I really, really have an issue with the NFL, where it's like, look, dude, I get the...
You and John Oliver both have issues.
Yeah, no, we do. We do. Yeah. We do. Besides, you know, the... what do they call that? The CTI. You know, the guys who get the brain...
CTE. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
the concussion
CTE.
Issue, which is, by the way, no...
Real. That's
joke.
Real.
Yeah. Yeah. Players can't walk just like we were saying about Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
They get out of the
league. Well, first of all, those guys would... No, I have more... like, in a lot of ways... I have a lot more respect for the WWE players because they're like dropping out of the lighting grid. Fucking mad.
A folding table.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, Vince McMahon.
No health
how much
insurance.
Did you pay him for
Jesus
that?
Christ.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. It's fine. Oh, it's totally safe.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for our podcast on that, to be honest. Okay, so we were just talking about the refs in the NFL. I think we're all real skeptical about this new rule change.
No. Can we go back to this for a sec? Because
sure.
I have a legitimate point on this.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
My point is, like, look, I get it. You should be able to challenge pass interference. You should be able to challenge any call
on the field. A call, man.
On the field.
Not a non-call. Yeah.
Because that to me is that's a fucking can of worms that nobody wants to deal with. All I have to do is hire a team of dudes to watch the fucking line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden you got helmet to helmet, you got face masks,
the game,
every fucking call in the book.
Yeah, you've got to be a little bit like, was it an obvious call? Would it be a thing that the ref would call? And Yeah, I think like you usually expect like your football game to proceed in about 3.5 hours. You don't want it to
No,
be,
it
like,
goes to five.
Five or six.
Dude, do you have time on a Sunday to watch like 24 hours of football?
Yeah, for like every
They're going to be playing till 1 in the morning.
It's like, so are we playing the game or like, do you go back to the line or what's the call?
Well, and it goes back to that whole thing. It's like, do you want these players playing from a position of fear? Right. Where it's just like, oh, you know, every time I step on the field, I'm going to get fucking penalized or future penalized.
There was a defensive tackle who twisted his body to avoid illegally sacking quarterback and tore his ACL because of the new no sacking the quarterback, like at a certain point in his throw rule, which was like, now you hurt another player. That's the thing. The every rule change is actually
it's got a waved effect.
Yeah.
It's got a ripple effect. Yeah. There we go.
So let's talk about this. There's a bit of this translating to the NBA refs.
These mobbed up motherfuckers.
Well, okay, I've actually been frustrated. Like you're saying, like players leaning into the they're taking a 3-point shot, and then all of a sudden they throw their body into the defensive player, and then they launch the ball slightly, miss the rim. Now they get to shoot 3 foul shots.
No, it's a frock of shit, bro.
It's like,
honestly, in my opinion, and a lot of basketball fans
are tricking yourself into getting fouled.
No,
defeats the purpose of a foul shot.
Yeah, exactly. Because back in the day, you really didn't get like the Bill Russell era, right?
Yeah.
You want to look at that guy, right? Mm. Unless it was like, I fucking hacked your ass.
Yeah.
You weren't going to the line.
Obviously.
Yeah, you weren't going to the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But what bothers me now is, it's like, look, some guy guarding me can jump into the air to guard me, and then all I gotta do is fake him out.
Lean into his, he's jumping vertically.
Yeah, and make contact, and now I'm shooting too. Guess what, man? This is the way I feel about that shit. First of all, you take that shit away. If I make contact with you on purpose as an offensive player, then you don't get 2 points. No, you go to the fucking bench for a minute.
You know what it reminds me of is like when you watch like a FIFA game, and you see the player grab his knee when nobody touched his knee.
Oh, these fucking actors in the... this is why we don't watch soccer.
Yeah, Neymar on the last...
Crying on the field
for what was it, like 12 minutes?
Oh, and my like, God, you're like...
This sets a record. And then he stood up, walked off the field, and he's fine. I'm like, okay.
You big bitch.
You can't oversell these penalties because it like extends the game, breaks the game, and then it, like the refs, and then you got the trainers running over being like, oh my God, like where did he hit you? He's like, I don't know, maybe this leg, or maybe it was the other leg, or I don't know, I haven't figured it out.
I don't know, my quads are the size of my fucking head.
Yeah. I'm actually Jesus Christ, dude. Like, you know, and there was that penalty for flopping for a while, and we haven't seen the flopping penalty really.
No, we haven't, and there needs to be more of that, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, earlier I was kind of being like, Embiid, I love watching, he's a flopper as well.
Embiid is a hard flopper.
I've seen him flop.
But I would say this is the difference between Russell Westbrook and, oh my God. I can't believe I forget his name. The guy from the Rockets. Help me out here, Tommy.
Oh, James Harden.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the difference between those two. Because Russell Westbrook will make contact on the way to the fucking, on the way to the cup. Yeah. On purpose.
Did you see?
Because
he's just, he's now like the fourth player in history to have like multiple 30 triple double games. The kid is like a living legend.
Dude, he's unreal.
Unreal.
But he's not fucking throwing his body up there, you know, when he's trying to shoot a three, right? He's not going to fake out the defender, make him jump. He drives the fucking lane. Mm-hmm. He owns his own fucking baskets. He'll be there to defend
and I think,
if he misses.
You know, in Harden's defense, he's just adapting his game to what the refs are calling.
And yes.
Like, that's
a bunch of bullshit,
that's
bro.
That's what Golden State was doing.
That's some Mayweather bullshit right there.
I mean, dude, I've seen LeBron flop too.
Oh,
I remember
dude.
My fucking mind.
No, I'm done with it. I mean, like that whole thing, Kobe Bryant. Started like, that bullshit.
Oh, remember, dude, do you remember this? I don't know if you remember this, but I remember this like clear as daylight. So freaking LeBron was driving the lane on Derrick Rose, who's a full foot shorter than him. And he goes up and he, like Derrick Rose does the thing where he bumps his shoulder into him and backs up for the pullback jumper, and LeBron launches. He's like, "Oh yeah, did Derrick Rose's shoulder?
Oh, is it charge? Are you fucking kidding me?"
And the ref called it, and I was like screaming because it was like the Eastern Conference Finals, and I was like,
"And then you knew it was the last year Derrick Rose had a shot." I know.
It's like I was like, "Really?
I know."
Derrick Rose just launched you 10 feet.
It's like, dude, you're a brick shit house.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I could punch you square in the chest and you'd be like, I literally didn't feel anything.
Yeah, but if I threw a shoulder to you in the lane, then you'd fall down like a fucking deck of cards.
Yeah, the flopping
thing. You're fucking... Nancy boy.
Look, I know it's not easy for...
No, but we grew up, dude, let's be honest, man. Yeah. We grew up in Jordan era.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you never flopped.
I don't think this is on the refs. I think it's on the league, because the league needs to be anti-flopping, anti-leaning into getting the 3 points.
It's not soccer. This isn't European soccer.
You need to be anti-players taking advantage of it so that they can go to the line.
Dude, I would take away the fucking...
Or if they want to go to the line, drive the lane, get fouled in the lane, which you probably will because everyone's chopping and blocking and the whole thing. That's how you go to the foul.
No, I would say you get rid of the foul shot altogether. Like, altogether.
What do you do then?
Just eliminate.
Like, how do you say something?
So, if you get fucking two personals, let's say in one quarter.
Just like switch to technicals and like people get ejected?
No. I'm saying that the only way you go to the line is if you get a technical. You get rid of the ejections.
Oh.
And the only way that they would call those types of fouls, those like flopping fouls,
the dinky dunk fouls.
Yeah, you get two within, you know, one quarter.
Yeah.
Then you go to the bench for a minute, just like hockey.
Oh, so you're saying like it's a 5-on-4 situation?
Yes, exactly.
Dude, that'd be fun to watch.
It would be way more fun to watch. Exactly. Yeah. At least somebody agrees with me.
The game wouldn't stop, so you have the clock ticking. It'd be, you know. I will say that's what I like about soccer. You know, I was kind of shitting on Neymar, but there's what I like about soccer is the clock never stops, and the game just keeps. And I kind of
The refs have that like weird
add time.
Yeah, and nobody ever knows, right? Like how they add the time on.
Oh, it took this many penalties, so now
how do you know? Like it's not scientific at all. It's up to the refs completely.
What I like is that with football, when you go out of bounds, now the clock keeps going. I actually like that, unless it's at the end of the 2 minutes, and I like that better because I was like before when they would get out of bounds, stop clock. It's like, well, you can only do that so much. So I actually like that the football's clock is, I think, like clock management directly erase the fouls. I think that's what we're talking about. And
true.
I think,
but I do think you'd have more parity in the NBA if you took away flopping.
I mean, if you had a power play in the NBA, I would be so interested. It'd be super fun.
Yeah, exactly.
For now, I'm okay with foul shots as long as they're like earned. Like you drove the lane, you went to dunk, and somebody like smacked you in the head, so you get a couple.
Absolutely, dude.
Like I'm cool with that.
You know what? You changed my mind on that because agreed. You drive the lane, and there's a lot of guys who will foul on purpose.
Yeah,
you shouldn't take that
and
those two shots
and
away
that's
from
like
them.
You making a gutsy play and being like not like staying out by the three and throwing yourself into somebody's body and be like contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the contact fouls.
Three shots free. It's like, well, he's going to make all three. It's Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
He made his career on that shit. Can we just go back to that?
To Kobe?
Yeah.
So he's a free throw legend, but he's also like a legend because he's a leader. He was one of the best locker
room leaders. Yeah, that's true. Look at the team he had around him when he won those championships.
I'm like, there's no question that he had almost
Can anybody remember?
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
Sasha Vujovic. Right? Like, nobody knows who the fuck that is.
No one knows who that is.
Andrew Bynum, right?
It's Odom. Yeah. Well, I will say Pau Gasol. That was a big one. But
oh, dude, here's one. Here's one for you.
Yeah, for
Matt
sure.
Barnes. Talk about a guy you would never want to run into in a fucking dark alley.
In a bar fight?
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Barnes is
if he started a fight with me, I'd be like, yo, bro, listen, whatever you want to do, just...
He was
Take my money.
Dennis Rodman for the 2000s. He was chippy as fuck. And I like that he would never back down from anybody. And I, dude, I want Matt
Barnes. He's a scary motherfucker.
I want him on the podcast. Let's get Matt
Barnes. You think he'd come on the podcast?
I would love to have Matt Barnes on the podcast.
He probably lives around Oxnard.
Yeah,
I would doubt
it. Yeah, let's get him.
He's either in Long Beach or like Oxnard right, area.
You ready to get a little political?
All right, let's
do this.
This
is the only time we're going to do this.
No, it's not.
Until the next time.
We're going to hate fuck on Trump.
Okay.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry for Justin's dad.
I love you, Dad.
Look, all we're saying is they were, and this falls under the sports category, they were about to cut $18 million of funding for the Special Olympics. Our federal government was
about to pull. What the fuck?
Betsy DeVos was like, here's the new budget, and we're pulling funding for the Special Olympics.
What? Like, look, even if,
Disney villains aren't written this well. Like, Jafar's
for
like,
the love Jafar's of like, Christ.
That seems cruel.
I mean, how many miles has he fucking run, right? Look, not as many as those kids. Not even fucking close.
Oh, man.
He ran that far to the McDonald's, maybe.
Oh, man. To their credit, it's not actually happening. They're not. But dude, don't take money from the Special Olympics.
No, and don't make it go to a congressional committee to figure it out.
High school bullying. It's like. Well, they don't know when I take their money. I'm like, dude, you're a monster.
You're picking on the handicapped kids.
The handicapped people.
And not only that, they are athletes. They are fucking athletes.
It's a real sport. It's a real competition. I remember watching the opening ceremony in the Special Olympics when
Vegas is not betting on this yet, by the way.
I don't believe they
Just wait.
Yeah, they might. But I remember watching the opening ceremony and having like a real down-to-earth moment of like, look, when I went to college, I worked for a organization that helped kids like that take tests. And so we would read them the questions. We'd have all, you know, the whole like study sessions with them. We would take notes. I did a lot of work with people like that. And like what I realized from I worked there for like 2 years, for those that called the Achieve program. What I realized is that these kids don't need less resources. They need more resources. And it is such bullshit that people are like, well, they're the last people we ever think about. No, they should be.
How many trips to Mar-a-Lago would it take?
Would it take to make $18
billion? No, two. The answer is two.
It's just a drop in the bucket, and they were going to cut it.
My fucking God.
Look, I'm not usually this fucking upset, but I.
No, we all should be.
Pissed.
We all should be.
Like, don't.
What a frock of shit.
Yeah.
No, and like, if Obama had done this shit,
oh my God,
they would have roasted him by the nuts.
And we don't want to get political, but like, never ever take resources away from the Special Olympics because these people.
So check this out. You know who her brother is? You know who Betsy DeVos's brother is?
I have no idea.
You ever heard of Blackwater?
Oh no,
that's her brother.
Okay,
so he fucking literally had that black ops group who he was feeding dog food to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
look, I don't want to.
She comes from a piece of shit family.
Yeah.
No. But I'm just saying, we went there. We went there.
Look, we only go there because it's a sport. And for the love of God, respect these athletes. They are athletes.
They are athletes.
And it's so wrong to take things away. I'm glad they didn't. But that said, the fact that there was a threat of it, even from, and by the way, $18 million is everything to that organization, and it is so little.
Again, two trips to Mar-a-Lago.
So little money.
Two trips.
Given our budget. I was like, okay, so like what events are we cutting out now? Are we talking like the hockey where the kids don't have legs? Like, are you going to cut that event? Like, go, you know.
Dude, and the other thing is, this is what really makes me mad, is that. Like, how many
basketball doesn't get to be played now? Like, what the hell? Like, they got to pick their events. Sorry, I'm fine.
No, Tommy's all right. It's all right. I'm patting him
heated.
On the back.
I'm a little heated. I'm sorry.
I'm rubbing his back right now.
Usually
he's
quite
down.
Calm. God, it just hits a nerve because nobody cares about these people, and that's why this.
No. People do care. No, that's why she had to take it back.
Like, in general, in life, this is like an important moment, and like this shows them that people do care. That's why.
Well,
an
and this
event.
Is what brings people together, right?
Right.
Sports.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Athletics.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best part of our society.
The American spirit is like truth and protecting people who you deserve to be protected. You got to protect everybody.
I agree, man.
Yeah, I lost my fucking mind there. Hey, it's time for the lightning round.
Got that quick.
Segue.
No, it's all right.
No, look, I only get
heated. That's justified anger right there.
I only get heated.
Usually it only comes from me, but yeah. Tommy had a moment and he deserved it.
It reminds me of when people are going to cut like women's teams from athletics. And I'm like, are you going to cut women's basketball? Really? Like, really? How much was it even costing you?
Nothing.
Like, really? You know,
fucking
it's like,
nothing, dude.
Just to give everybody a chance to compete. Like, a sport's a sport, guys. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And we should all appreciate them equally. And, you know, I make some bad comments on this podcast here.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
But, shut up, Tommy.
Maybe I agreed too quickly.
That doesn't delegitimize the Special Olympics.
Right.
I mean, honestly,
it's called the Olympics. It's in the name.
Again, you know, it's publicly funded.
Yeah.
And then our president gets to travel there to his fucking golf course for how much? $1.2 million every trip.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, what a fucking frock of shit. Anyways.
Oh, Jesus. Welcome to the lightning round. All right. This is like such a war happy.
Who voted for Trump?
Yeah. This is going to be so much happier. Sorry. I really would.
I'm sorry, Dad. Yeah. I love you. Please keep listening.
We all love Ray.
We all love Ray.
No.
And we don't agree with his politics, but
I don't think that's even about politics. I think it's about not taking things away from people with special needs.
I agree.
All right. So this is lightning round, and we are going to talk about, since it's baseball season, get excited. We're talking about the best ballpark food.
Ooh, good one.
Which, to be honest with you, I think it's hot dogs. I don't think it gets much better than a hot dog.
Well, I think now we're into the real question of who has the best hot dogs.
Oh, not a bad question, dude.
So listen, I haven't been to Chi-Town, and I know you haven't been to Fenway.
No, actually, that's a part of my like bucket list. I gotta go to Fenway for sure. What would you say about their hot dogs?
Okay, so the Fenway Franks, I would say.
By the way, this feels like that moment in like Knocked Up where like Paul Rudd is carrying the birthday cake and like he's just screaming. He's like, "You're never there for your wife and nobody cares about her." He's like, "Happy birthday." I'm like, "Let's go to the lightning round," as I like lose my fucking mind.
Look,
we're talking about ballpark food. I'm sorry, but it was just such a hard shift.
It's all right. Don't get emotional.
I didn't even have
Tommy.
A segue.
Jesus.
There's no segue.
You brought up hot dogs, Tommy.
Look, hot dogs. Okay, so what's special about a Fenway Park hot dog? I'm really actually curious. I do not know.
The Fenway Frank, bro.
Fenway
is closer to a bratwurst.
Okay.
So how do they do it in Chi-Town? Because I've had the Dodger dog.
You got the poppy seed bun in Chicago, and you've got the green, like green relish. It looks like nuclear green. I don't know.
Same thing in Beantown.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
So
why
we both had the Dodger dog, which is like fucking massive. That was the one thing that I noticed when I got there. I was like, this is actually a legit full-on Frank. Exceeds the bun.
You know how like thrown off I am right now. I didn't even put up a fucking timer.
We're well past an hour, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
108. Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna assume that was some amount of time. I got all heated. Jeez, I'm sorry, guys. All right. So
when shit gets political,
hot dog, I think it's probably one of those three cities. Let's go to the worst ballpark food and let me reset the timer.
Oh, God. Kings food, dude. The LA Kings have the worst fucking food on the goddamn planet.
That's totally true. I just ate some. It was on Saturday.
Oh, it's terrible. Even the fucking chicken nuggets,
how they mess it up. Yeah.
How do you fuck up fried chicken?
No.
Can somebody tell me? Yeah. It makes no sense. Yeah.
And I would just say, like, in terms of food that people eat, I think, like, whenever somebody walks in there with, like, some sort of fish, anything, like, in a ballpark, I'm like, oh, what's that smell? Like, it makes me physically nauseous.
Dude, I've actually seen sushi at the Dodger games. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're eating sushi at a baseball game. He might as well be eating sushi from a gas station, because that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. I think any, you know, if I, yeah, like anything fish related, I'm like, no, I'm good. Yeah.
Not even New Englanders would attempt that. They're like, dude, burgers and dogs, burgers and dogs. All right, easy. Easy with the seafood, kid.
Yeah. All right. Our next topic is actually fun. What's the worst Major League Stadium Swaggers go?
Baseball. Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball Stadium.
Ah, dude. Without a doubt, Angel Stadium.
Yeah.
Without a fucking doubt. Of the ones I've been to, yes.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking corny, right? You can tell Disney used to own it. Okay. You know, it's so corny.
Oh, by the way,
you know what I mean?
The Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, and there's no real fans. Everybody yells
Brian's
at you.
My buddy love me for this one. He's fucking pissed. Look, we love the Angels. Maybe we...
No, we don't. Are you fucking kidding me? What did I just say?
No, look. Yeah, settle down. Okay, I'll tell you the worst Major League Stadium I've ever been to.
The Brewers.
I think it was the old White Sox Stadium before they got their most.
Oh my God! You went to Tiger Town before it was
no White Sox. It was Comiskey, old Comiskey in Chicago.
Holy shit!
And it was like a concrete.
So this is when the White Sox were still cursed, right?
Yeah, it was before 2000.
When they were
I think they won it there in 2006. It was before.
No.
Sell your soul.
No, but Obama was president when they won.
Yeah, 2006. So maybe.
No.
That was Bush.
That was Bush.
Anyways,
they won in 2008, 2009.
They won in 2006. Guaranteed.
All right.
Got a banner.
Lay it down, bro.
Yeah. All right. Best Major League Stadium. I feel like we both have our answers. Go, Swaggers.
Oh my God, dude.
It's a Fenway.
MLB?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, this is a tie for me.
It's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question. I would say, for me, personally, it'd be Paw Sox Stadium in Providence, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because I saw Mo Vaughn play there. But, yes, Fenway, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, look, granted... You know, the Pawtucket Red Sox, that's a minor league team,
mm-hmm.
not a major league team, but I have the best memories from there. It's like me and my dad used to go there all the time. And I saw some of the pros that ended up on the Red Sox play at Paw Sox Stadium, and that always.
No, this is going to mess a lot of people up. But I'm going to go with AT&T, which is in San Francisco. It's the San Francisco Giants Stadium. It's right on the water. It used
Never
to be called
been
AT&T.
There.
Now it's called something else, but you have home runs hit out of the stadium, and people are kayaking in the bay trying to catch home run balls. So perfect, like when the sun sets and you look out and it's just the ocean. It's probably like the perfect location for a stadium. I've never seen something so beautiful.
Of course, Tommy's sentimental.
Yeah, and look, and I should say Wrigley, but it ain't Wrigley. Wrigley's all right. It's great.
But, dude, it's one of the originals. Come on.
Yeah.
People, like, fucking That's die so before they go to Wrigley.
Oh, absolutely. No, I love Wrigley, but AT&T's better.
Dude, I haven't been to Wrigley. I want to go to Wrigley.
Oh, everybody wants to go to Wrigley. You should also go to AT&T.
Dude, how many... Fantastic. All right, here's a better question for you.
Okay.
How many original stadiums are still there that you would go to?
Oh, it's got to only be...
Beantown? Chicago?
Chicago. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Who's left? Can't be many. No, Wrigley's a classic stadium, and it's got the Ivy. It's got the... But,
and it's named after a gum company, so you can't beat that with, like, it's like a Sodic.
It's great.
You just can't
I'll just
beat
say
it.
That, like, it gets hot as fuck. There's not great shade.
Oh, dude, who gives a fuck about that? That's not what I mean.
All right.
Like, when you go to, like, an original 40s stadium.
I get that you're trying to make me change my answer, but I just liked AT&T better.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm
a Cubs fan.
You fancy motherfucker.
No, I'll always go to Wrigley, but I just don't think it's as nice.
Why don't you put a pair of panties on it and dance around the stadium? You love it so much.
Hey, moving on in the lightning round. Now, this is a fun one. Swaggers, who's the smartest coach of all time in the NFL?
Lombardi? Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Of all time or this era?
Oh, that's a good question. How about let's say this era? Let's change it up a little bit. Who's the smartest coach?
Okay, I would give, obviously, Belichick, top of the list.
Sure.
And then I would go McVay.
Sean McVay?
Yeah.
LA Rams.
Yeah.
A lot of good trick plays.
Doug Peterson,
the Eagles. Yeah.
Yep. And then...
We were saying Sean Payton from the New Orleans Saints. When
But you know, he hasn't done much since then.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, neither has Doug Peterson, but he, you know.
Yeah, he won a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he did. And he came close this year, too.
Yeah. He did good in the playoffs. You know, I think smartest coach, I got to give it to Belichick. I think he's got...
Dude, he's the next one.
He game plans, and he also, like, gets under team's skin like I've never seen before. He's just smart. Like, and this isn't the category where it's the best coach or the most winning coach. I think it's the smartest coach.
Yeah, dude.
And I think he's just a genius.
Well, he gives nothing away in his interviews.
Yeah.
Like he said time and time again.
Because he's like devastating other coaches lose their fucking mind when they play.
Yeah, and they give away their entire game plan in the press conference.
90
the week
seconds
before.
It's over. All right. So the next part of the lightning round.
Are you timing this?
Absolutely. Who's the best college quarterback of all time? Tim Tebow. That's my answer.
Fuck yourself. I fucking hate that guy.
Nah,
I fucking hate him, man. No, he's not even worth the fucking conversation. Anyways, I'm not going to waste my fucking 90 seconds on him or 45.
No, that's fine.
I would go with...
Yeah.
Let's see. This is actually a really good question.
Yeah. Best college quarterback of all time. Carson Palmer for me.
Carson Palmer?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with Doug Flutie.
I like
that. Doug Flutie would be my number one.
I think you could say like some of the more recent, like Vince Young beat USC in that legendary game with Texas.
And Jamarcus Russell, right?
He was great in college.
Yes, he was. It's FSU, bro.
Yeah. Hell, fucking Jay Cutler was a great college quarterback.
We're never going to bring up that name again.
We're never going to bring that name. It's going to come
back. He's smoking cigarettes, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to our podcast.
Smoking cigarettes.
All right. A minute and five for that one. All right. Next slide.
Not even 90?
No. Who's the strongest?
I had another 35 seconds on Jermichael Russell.
Oh, you want to go another 35? I'll give you
35. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's our next question. Who's the strongest player in the NFL?
J.J. Watt, bro. Come on.
It's got to be J.J. Watt.
It's got to be.
Did you watch that thing where he's just flipping tires up and down the practice
field? No, not even that. Like, fucking, like, agricultural tires.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that thing could fucking, you know, trim a field in 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. J.J. Watt is far and away the strongest guy in the NFL. All right. That took us 22 seconds. This is an interesting one. I guess it's more of a question of, do you think the Alliance of American Football will shut down before the playoffs start, Justin?
No, I don't.
You think they'll make it to the playoffs?
No, I think what they need to do, and if they listen to me, they would, do a seniors league. Do actually grab a bunch of NFL free agents, guys like Marshawn Lynch, Dez Bryant, people like that. Get them into the league and you will make money. People will watch.
Yeah, they just don't have many names. Like, the biggest name they have right now is
Johnny Manziel. Yeah. And if that's the best name you got, nobody's going to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. They're all going to laugh at you.
All right. So we're talking 37 seconds.
In the words of Billy Madison, they're all going to laugh at you.
Swaggers, you ready for the next one?
Hit me, kid.
All right. What's the best Super Bowl halftime show of all time?
Prince. I mean, who's going to argue with that?
No, you're right. 5 seconds. That's one of our fastest ones ever. All right, now, what's the worst Super Bowl halftime show of all time, Swaggers?
Adam Levine? Put your fucking shirt on?
Oh, my
God.
You
fucking weirdo.
What a mess.
What the fuck was that, dude?
Yeah.
Can I go back to that for a second?
Oh, absolutely.
I at least
you got 80 seconds.
Thank you. I will take all 80. So here's the deal. dude, you walked out there, you act like a fucking douchebag that everybody knew you were, and then you proceeded to take your fucking shirt off, put your shirt back on, and realize that you're a musician and you're not on the fucking modeling walk, all right? You know, don't do that, I'm too sexy. You know, fuck you, dude. You're an idiot, all right? Like, I've had enough of you, Adam Levine. Yeah. I had to put up with your fucking garbage songs through the fucking 90s. I had to listen to them through the 2000s, and I'm done. I'm done.
It's a lot of
80 seconds over.
No. And that's
mic drop.
Here's mine is Black Eyed Peas. That was such.
Oh, come on! Give up! No, that's not. That's
Super Bowl halftime show. No, it was real bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Fucking awful.
Well, you know, maybe Fergie shit a pants. That's probably what happened.
Sometimes that happens. All right, that's a minute 13. All right, and then we're gonna go. Okay, so this is. We put it in our lightning round. It's kind of a bigger topic, but I just want to hit it in 90 seconds. So, Justin, there's been some safety issues with people getting hit in the head with baseballs at MLB parks, and people getting killed by these foul balls that are like line drives that just blast into the, and, you know, it's like old people looking away and they get hit in the head and that's it. Do you think there should be nets covering all of the infield in MLB? What do you think?
So here's my feeling. Dude, I'm split on this one. This one's tough for me. Because, like, look, I've been the kid in the stands, you know, hanging out with my uncles, you know, watching the Red Sox play, you know, three rows back.
You got your glove on you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're waiting for the foul ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're excited.
You know, but when you're 90, you know, your reaction time. It's not exactly there.
You're like the true fan, but still going there.
But, I mean, I feel bad for these guys. Like, this guy's wife caught a fucking baseball in the head. It killed her.
It killed her, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, dude, like, how the fuck am I supposed to watch the rest of the Red Sox season after knowing that my wife just got killed by a foul ball?
And he just said he wanted more netting to cover the infield. Maybe it's just netting covering all the way to the foul pole, and then if you're in the outfield, fair game, I guess? I don't know. Japan covers the entire...
No. This is the way I say you do it. It's okay. Like the emergency exit row on the fucking airplane.
Oh, like, are you good enough to catch the ball? Are you watching every play?
Yeah, exactly. You're in the fucking danger zone, right? You know, if you can't be in the danger zone,
hopefully you catch a ball.
Don't worry, we're gonna take you to the upper deck. Everybody's getting free drinks,
right,
free food,
dude. That makes the most sense to me. I actually like that a lot. That's actually brilliant. All right, so that was a minute 20. Thanks, guys. It's a little bit of a deeper, darker topic. All right, and then this is kind of, you know, we're not gonna put a timer on this one, Justin. We're talking about the future of esports, and we were talking about it earlier a little bit.
Oh my god, this one's good.
And look, I'm just going to start the title just to see how much over we go, I guess. How about that? But what do you think about esports? Is it super valid? Like, how do you feel about the guys? It's still competitive and it's still like a tough league.
Well, I think you made a good point earlier where it's like chess, right? It's like, it's still a sport.
Yeah. You don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's not like wrestling, right? Yeah,
there's like
it's a foregone conclusion, you know, but, at the same time, you know, it's not an athletic sport. However, that doesn't delegitimize it. People want to watch it. People are actually involved and care.
It's blowing up.
People are betting on it. Yeah. The minute people start betting on it, I'm like, that's a legitimate sport
sport at that point. And they got some over-unders. And you're like, all right. Well, thank you for listening. That was our podcast for today. If you're wondering, that last answer only took us 30 seconds, but, thank you for tuning in. You can always email us at letstalksmacksportspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on social media. Much appreciated. Justin, you got some parting words for the crowd.
Yo, drink whiskey and keep talking shit.
Smack. It was edited.